It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Guys, I've got a story to tell.
Do you?
Do you remember back when we went to Kenny Chesney, not the last time he was at Soldier Field, but two Soldier Field trips ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
We were walking the tailgates, having fun. Kyle, I believe that was like your first week on the job.
Yeah, I had just started.
We run into a group of people. And, you know, look, we meet a lot of people when we are out at these tailgates. Okay. And so to like really be memorable, like you got to do something wild.
Okay.
And we met a woman who did just that. Stuck a balloon up her shirt, pretended like she was pregnant, and started calling herself Hot Mama.
I do not remember this at all.
She,
I don't know if I remember this either.
Well, she made such an impression on us. We actually talked about her the Monday following the concert.
Okay.
I've got a photo to show you guys.
I'm sure that will help.
She she's walking around and I remember it vividly. And that might be because this past weekend I ran into Hot Mama.
You ran into Hot Mama?
I ran into Hot Mama again.
Where did you run into Hot Mama?
So Elmer's had their St. Patrick's Day parade this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
So we went out, partook in the parade, and then we went to a St. Patrick's Day party thrown by our neighbors literally right after that.
You're really getting to know your neighbors.
I love my neighbors.
Yeah.
They're awesome. And we, while I was there, they were like, hey, you know, struck up conversation with a couple of ladies, and they're like, you know, you went out to Kenny Chesney. And I was like, yeah, yeah. We met you out there. We were with a woman by the went by Hot Mama. And I was like, wait a second. Hang on one second. Pull out my phone, scroll the photos, go to that date. This Hot Mama?
Oh,
that's the one. Sure enough,
gosh.
These two women I was talking to, two of the ladies that were in the photo.
Really?
Wow.
And then they go, Hot Mama's coming a little bit later.
No way!
She's related to the people whose house we were at.
No
for
way.
This party.
Oh my god.
Did she show up with a balloon underneath her stomach again?
No.
Is she still Hot Mama?
She had the kid.
Oh, okay. All right, Hot Mama.
But she did bring her husband, which is a little awkward for me. Because I was like, listen, look, we are done. We are no longer together, okay? I don't want any jealousy to be flying. But that was an awkward run-in with someone from my past, right?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it is.
We want to know, what was your awkward run-in with someone from the past? 312-946-4995. You know, you're just out and about, and all of a sudden, wait a minute.
You didn't expect to ever see Hot Mama.
Yeah, I know, of all the people in Chicago.
Yeah.
Of course, 312-946-4995. What was your awkward run-in with someone from your past? We want to hear the story. 312-946-4995. Mike in Deerfield.
Have you had an awkward run-in with someone from your past?
Oh, my goodness, have I. Oh, man.
Oh, no. What is it?
All right, so my buddies and I like to make little videos, and we'll have somebody videotaping from further away and just kind of being funny and stuff. And so a buddy of mine, you know, we're acting like we're a couple, a male friend of mine. So we're going around, we're acting like we're a couple.
Okay.
And being funny and doing different things. And then I ran into my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, did she see you acting like that? Was she, like,
she
super confused?
She absolutely saw me. I turned my head, and I got the heck out of there.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't talk to her at all?
No, I didn't go try to talk to her. She definitely saw me. We locked eyes completely. did not try to talk to her.
Wait a minute. So now, is she thinking, like, you switched teams or something?
She's thinking I switched teams. I didn't do, you know, we never did any of this stuff, these videos, whatever. She has no idea I do any of that stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
You know, what the heck? Like, what did I do to this guy?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's not only the awkwardness of running into an ex,
yeah,
but it's the awkwardness of running into the ex doing what you were doing.
Doing what I was doing and them knowing all of my childhood friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, rumors are going to be spreading now, so.
Oh, no. Oh, Mike.
That's so good, Mike.
You're like, it's more video. It's more video.
It's just a video.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the call. That was awesome.
Mike is phenomenal. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Thanks for listening, Austin.
Okay.
Good talking to you this morning. Have
okay,
a good day.
You too.
Likewise, man. Have a good one. Jeff from Chicago.
Did you have an awkward run-in with someone from your past?
It was pretty bad, yes.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I'm
a fireman,
and we had an accident on the highway. It's just a little fender bender. Okay. And I'm sitting there, I'm talking to the patient. She's signing a refusal, and she looks at me, and she goes, I was your stripper at your bachelor party.
What? What?
Oh, no way.
What?
What in the world? What did you say?
We laughed, we hugged, it was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh, that's Jeff. Hilarious.
She was going to work downtown into the city when she got in the accident. It was hilarious.
Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Jeff.
Yeah. Yep.
So when she said you remembered me. Did you remember her right when she said it?
Oh, I remembered her. Yeah, it all came back.
Wait a minute. Okay. This is too much.
I know. This is hilarious.
This is a woman who I'm assuming frequents many a bachelor party and does multiple, works many events, if you will.
This is about a year later, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And she remembered you and your bachelor party.
I have a question. Why do you think she remembered you?
We had a good night.
It was a good night. It was a good night. Okay, now, Jeff, are you married? Were you the one getting married?
I was the one getting married, yes.
Does your now wife know about it?
She thought it was hilarious.
I bet
that
she
is
did.
Too funny.
Oh, my God. Did you have a long conversation, or was it just like in and out?
No, it was real quick. Just passing by. How are you doing? You still married? Yeah.
You still married?
Still married.
Why
still
is she
married?
Asking you
yeah.
that? That's hilarious.
You know, normally it's the fireman that is the stripper at a bachelorette party.
Right?
Yeah, no, it was the other way around.
Yeah, this time it's the other way around.
So funny.
Oh my gosh, Jeff. Wow, that is a great story. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right, you guys have a good one.